Project Fledgling blog audio. My daughter's storybook and what griefs came of it. My daughter came up to me with a book. It's one of those books with four pages entirely fabricated from impact-rated cardboard and primary colored paint. Within is depicted a house, along with what seems to be a completely random assortment of other objects, a dog, a tire, a pond. What is this? It should be titled A Child's Guide to Pastoral Free Association, but I digress. With a front door, a couple of windows, a roof. Common fare. But it is not common to her. To her, this house is a place of infinite mystery. She is forever asking me, pleading in her miniature language, go in there? In the house? Open it? Now, perhaps she's only asking for attention. Perhaps she is merely inquiring as to who lives there. It is, perhaps, her way of asking me to read to her. The words are as sparse as the illustrations. How do we come to be in possession of these artifacts? But my mind cannot help but see through her words to her curiosity about this fictional house. And I am unable to offer her any answers. Oh, certainly. I know something about houses and what might be within. I could make something up, but it would be a work of my own artifice. I would be writing my own book at that point, which would be much better than... But I digress once more. And not really answering her question. The answer is, of course, that I know nothing about the house in the book. It is entirely, intentionally, devoid of context, contents, and conversational value. Have you read The Diamond Age? If so, you can skip the rest of this paragraph. In the book, there is another book. I heard you like reading. Which is really an AI designed to teach children. It is packed with lessons in the form of games and adventures. By way of its magical tome, made by a father for his little girl, one of the main characters learns, lives, and grows into a woman capable of doing all that she must, and more. It is a powerful image of the potency of the instruction, care, and inheritance of wisdom that parents offer to their children. But more than that, it is an almost literal, see what I did there, representation of one of the things I most want out of Fledgling. If this cardboard book were instead written in Fledgling, I could quite easily open up and enter that cartoon house, and it would have rooms and inhabitants and history and location and other houses with other stories. Fledgling would be able to, from that one word, house, derive a great host of interesting connections. It would remember the house, and every time I was asked that vexing question posed in so many forms that now I must answer with, the author did not see fit to include any details about anything other than the most abstract possible representation in so many different forms, I could instead simply say, let's see, and explore it with her. I want Fledgling to exist. I want it so badly it makes me sick sometimes. I can see the value of the tool, the great potential as a natural learning environment, the massive promise. There is so much wasted effort, repeated labor, and striving to elaborate that with a proper platform would entirely evaporate into irrelevance. Just as computerized spreadsheets revolutionized the accountant's job, and nearly all for the better, just as computerized communication revolutionized mail, so too will Fledgling, in whatever guise and under whatever name it eventually appears, revolutionize both games and storytelling. I can hardly wait. Thanks for listening. DudeCon out.